USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
YouTube suspending Senator Ron Johnson's account over his comments about COVID treatments. The company saying yesterday the Wisconsin Republican violated their rules by posting content that contradicts the advice of the WHO or local health authorities. In the video recorded over a week ago, Johnson talks about alternative treatments for COVID like hydroxychloroquine. Johnson says Big Tech has decided there is only one medical viewpoint allowed, and it's the viewpoint dictated by government agencies. The Justice Department announcing a renewed emphasis on voting rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising yesterday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination. He also issues a warning to states passing election integrity laws.
We are scrutinizing new laws that seek to curb voter access, and where we see violations, we will not hesitate to act.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ's Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you. Go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The FBI now involved in the investigation of a mass shooting in Texas. The Joint Terrorism Task Force investigating this morning's shooting in downtown Austin. At least 13 people hurt, two of them in critical condition. Besides terrorism, Austin police say another possibility is that it's gang-related. This comes just hours after another mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia, Friday night. One dead, eight others hurt, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin sharing his thoughts on former President Trump.
I believe that former U.S. President, Mr. Trump, is an extraordinary individual, talented individual. Otherwise, he would not have become U.S. President. He's a colorful individual.
Putin speaking through an interpreter in a recent interview with NBC News. Putin also sharing his thoughts on President Biden.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Just think of the number of years he spent in the Senate. A different kind of person.
The full interview will air on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats want answers from some former Trump officials. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants former Attorney Generals William Barr and Jeff Sessions to testify before the Judiciary Committee. This comes after a New York Times report this week that Trump's Justice Department seized communications metadata of two Democratic lawmakers. To issue a subpoena to Barr and Sessions, the committee would need Republican support, but no GOP member of the committee has said publicly they'll support a subpoena. Complications being reported by some who have gotten the COVID vaccine. Brad Bernard says more.
There have been a higher than expected number of cases of heart inflammation in 16 to 24-year-olds after receiving their second dose of Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday, citing preliminary data from its vaccine safety monitor system. Former FDA Chief Scott Gottlieb.
I think at this point you need to assume that there's a causal relationship between the vaccine and these observations until you can prove otherwise. But, you know, with the cases that we saw with the J&J vaccine, the AstraZeneca vaccine, that was what we believed to be an autoimmune effect. So the vaccine itself was triggering some kind of immune-mediated reaction that was causing those clotting disorders, was causing destruction of platelets.
Audio is courtesy of CNBC. The CDC has received reports of 275 cases in that age group as of May 31st. The agency said in a presentation prepared for a Food and Drug Administration advisory panel meeting on Thursday. From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
This is USA Radio News.